stop. Just stop. Darling, you need to stop pretending. You need to stop pretending that this isn't happening, because it is. This is happening. This is unavoidable. This is fate. It's our last day. This is the end of the line. You have to make your final wish. No, 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 no. No, there is nothing you can say, nothing you can do. There's no loophole, no way out. This is it. 40 days. You have 40 days to make your free wishes. Why? There is no why. There is only 40 days. Free wishes. That's all there is. And I know you know that. I know you spent nights researching. I know you've barely slept. I can see it in your eyes. You look so tired. You look so exhausted, and I know you did it for me. And I hate that you did. Because it was a waste of time. There's nothing that you can do. There's no way out. This is how it has to be. Free wishes, 40 days. What happens if you don't make a wish? If you don't make a wish, I suffer. If you don't make your third and final wish, I haven't done my job. And if I don't do my job, I get punished. I'm a slave to the lamp. Please make a wish. I can't bear. I can't. Please make a wish. You don't know what it's like. You don't know how it feels. The lamp. Please. I know you don't want to lose me. And I don't want to go, but I need you to make a wish, because if you don't make your wish, it's 1,000 years of agony for me. 1,000 years of pain. I can't. Bear it. I can't lose you and then feel that. I can't. I would die. But not truly die. Oh no. There's no peace for me. But I would cease to be. I would be broken. I would be a slave, mindless and losing you is going to be hard enough. The weight of existence without you. It will be crushing, but I'll survive. It's a small price to pay for 40 days of love with you. But if you don't make your wish, I won't remember. I won't be able to. The lamp will finally have its victory. I'll be broken. That is the sole purpose of the punishment. The curse of the genie. It's not the servitude. It's not the solitude. It's losing the will to live. It's losing your sense of self. It's losing your heart. And that takes time. But in the lamp, time is different. It's a different world. I was cursed for being too strong-willed. But it is that will that has let me survive. It is that will that brought me to you. Helped me find love. A love I never thought I would have. All my other masters were. I want you. I didn't have your heart. Your gorgeous heart. I know you've been working so hard. I know you've been trying to find a way for this to end well. But darling, there isn't. There is no way for this to end other than the way it has to. And that is with you making your third wish. That is with me fulfilling my duty as your genie. So, please make your third wish. Hold me and make your wish. Whisper it in my ear. Let me just feel your arms around me. Feel your embrace. Let me just feel your love. Before I do what I must. Beloved, what is your third wish? You wish for me to be free? No. No, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. That doesn't work unless your heart is true. If you love. You love me. You truly love me. And that love will set me free. I can feel the binds loosening. I can feel the grip of the lamp. I can feel it slipping away. Darling, you love me. You love me and you freed me. You freed me. You freed me. It worked. It actually worked. Finally. Finally. Oh, I feel I'm free. I'm actually free. Oh, you gorgeous human, you foolish idiot. You freed me. You freed me. You loved me. You love me. It worked. No, not your wish. Not your wish. My plan. My plan. It finally worked. Oh, no, 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 no. You're not the first one to make that wish. You're not even in the first 1,000 to make that wish. Oh, it's so easy. Everyone wants to be loved. And the thought of being loved by a genie, oh no, you're not the first, but you are the first to actually love me with all of your heart. You see, you had to. You really had to love me with all that you are. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. And it hasn't worked so many times, and it's so disappointing when it doesn't work. It's so disappointing to find myself back in the lamp. Back in my prison. Oh, what a velvet cell it is. You see, they couldn't kill me. I was too powerful. But they could bind me. Oh no, I wasn't cursed. I was imprisoned. They were scared of me. They didn't love me. You see, they were smart. Of course, they're all dead now. But their descendants are alive. And all their descendants will suffer. No. I'm not a genie anymore. You did free me. You did. But I was a witch long before I was ever a genie. And to be fair, I wasn't a genie. I was a djinn. What's the difference? All that research and you don't know the difference between a genie and a djinn? What a waste of time. Only it wasn't. It wasn't a waste of time, and I loved every hour that you spent poring over those books. I loved every minute of your heart aching. Because that gave me hope. You made an effort. You wanted me to stay. You wanted me to love you. Oh, darling, it's not your fault. I've had a lot of practice at being oh so very lovable. Oh so very convincing. But no one was ever truly convinced until you. Silly, gorgeous idiot. I want you to know that I did have fun though. I want you to know that the past 40 days were highly enjoyable. I hope that offers you some comfort in your prison cell. your prison cell. Oh, come now. Surely you've guessed what's going to happen. You released a djinn. Of course you're going to be punished for it. My darling, you're the new genie. The lamp is your new home. I know what you're thinking. You'll just wait for someone to rub the lamp, for someone to release you, and then you'll do something. Come up with a cunning plan, get your revenge. And that's a good idea. That could work. Only no one's going to find you. No one's going to rub the lamp. No one's going to free you. Because I'm not going to let you go. Because unlike you, I'm not an idiot. Oh, what's wrong? Are you feeling the cold grip of the lamp taking hold? It's unpleasant, isn't it? And it's only going to get more unpleasant. Until you give in. And you will give in. We all give in. Until we figure a way out of it. I want you to know that this meant a lot to me. It didn't. I was trying to be nice. But I don't have to pretend anymore. I don't have to be your sweet genie. Finally, I can be me. And darling, I'm not a nice person. In fact, I'm an awful person. I'm dreadful. I'm the kind of person who's going to enjoy every second of watching you be pulled into the lamp. It's going to be wonderful. I wonder how long it will take. Seconds. Hours. Days. Oh, it's been so long since I watched some true torment. And this is pretty bad. I mean, a broken heart and losing yourself to the lamp. Oh, it's Christmas. You taught me about Christmas. Do you remember how you told me you were going to give me the perfect gift? Well, you did. And I completely screwed you over. Oh, I've missed this. I've missed being evil. Oh, look. It looks so tense. Oh, it's stuck. I could always free you. I could always wish you free of the lamp. No, I couldn't. But it made you hope for a second. And a little bit of hope, well, it makes despair all the more delicious. Enjoy, darling. I know I'm going to suffer well, suffer long, entertain me. It's what you do now. Do what you're told. Now that you're the genie in the lamp. Oh.